Well, good morning. It's day two here in our coronavirus lockdown. So here I am again. I'm just going to share some thoughts. Trying to do things online and so forth. I'm learning, so probably it'll take me a while to get the hang of all these things. But anyway, I've been just reflecting on what are my spiritual practices going to be? What are the things that I'm going to do during these days where the normal things are a little bit different? I mean, I think it's maybe even more challenging for all of you, my flock, as it were, since you can't come to Mass, but you can still go to Adoration. You can still make use of the Sacrament of Reconciliation as needed. You can still offer times of prayer. So what are those spiritual practices? What are those things that we are going to continue to try to do during this time? For myself, I'll continue to do my holy hour, continue to do prayer of the rosary, times of prayer with the office, the divine office. That's something that we can all do, but something that I'm bound to do. Of course, I will be praying the Mass for you and for the intentions and just trying to enter into that and sharing that audio and video and stuff like that. So all of those things I will continue to do. It's something that's going to have to develop, I think, over time as I go through this. And then another question we might ask is, what are our routines? What are the things that we're going to do now as a family? I think for some of us, maybe this is the first time where we've had to spend this much time with one another, and so it can be a little daunting. How do we do this? And I think the question we're going to have to keep returning to is, do I distract myself? Do we distract ourselves? Or do we enter into this time? Do we try to be present to one another in this time? Really interesting how that's all going to play out. I think we need to have humor in our lives. Had an interesting interaction with somebody texting me and saying, you know, I think they were, I know they were joking. They were saying, I feel like we should do a safe check or a house check or something like that. Make sure you're still alive. And they felt bad about that later. But you know, I think we need humor. We need to stay lighthearted at times. Yes, it's a serious thing. Yes, it's changing everything, but we need to stay human, right? So what are the things that make us human? I think humor is certainly one of them. So hopefully you're having some opportunities to laugh at the craziness of all this that we're experiencing. I think as we continue to go through the days, finding those routines, finding those things that can humanize us, are so important. At the end of the day, what are we preserving? I mean, I think when we sacrifice our freedoms, when we sacrifice our opportunity to be together or go to Mass or go out in public or join different things, we have to ask at the end of the day, why are we doing this? I think first and foremost, we're doing it to protect those who are vulnerable, hoping that we can contain the virus, contain the illness, or manage it to some degree. But at the end of the day, we're doing this so that we can continue living our lives, right? That we can continue to experience culture and love and art and beauty and goodness and you know, our faith is at the heart of that. But our everyday lives are shaped by all these things, and so we're doing all this to preserve those things. That you might think of it as in wartime, you know, when they had all the restrictions in World War II, they didn't do those things for the sake of them. They did them in order to get through that time so that after the war they could re-engage in all those beautiful things that they normally had. And I think it's probably true to say that when you go through that, you begin to have a certain fascination or a reinvigorated understanding of how beautiful our lives are, all the freedoms that we have, all the good things that we can experience. So for us, maybe that's just something to reflect on as we're here. What are the things that we're looking forward to? What are the things that we're continuing to do? What's our routines? How is my life going to just continue in this time? And what are we preserving within ourselves? So those are some thoughts. Wanted to conclude. You know, my favorite part of every Mass is the announcements. Just kidding, not really. But I did want to just mention a few things. So I'm going to be posting the Mass video form, audio form, and just the homily on the website. So you should be able to access those as you would like. I haven't figured out how to do streaming yet. I'm still working on that. And then just to mention that the church, St. Joe's Church, is going to be open during the weekdays from 9 to 2. We're striving for that. And then the chapel will be open. I'm going to try to make it open, available all the time, 24/7. Starting next Friday, we're going to be trying to do perpetual adoration if we get enough people to take hours. So that'll be starting next Friday. I believe that's the... what is it, the 20, whatever that is, next Friday. Down at Our Lady of Fatima, I'll be doing Mass at about 8 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and then I'll hear confessions starting at 8:30. So the church will be locked until after Mass, then I'll open the church, and people can come in and pray, and if they want to go to confession, I'll have a time down there from about 8:30 to 9 or so. All of these things is kind of see what's needed, so they might be adjusted, but for now, that's what I'm striving for. The St. Joe's Confessions will be at the regular times. They'll be over at the school building or the parish office in one of the classrooms, the same classroom where I've been hearing confessions, but it's set up a little bit differently. So anyway, hopefully that helps. All the details are on the website, so you can go there, and I'm trying to communicate through that. So hope you're having a good day. Hope you're hanging in there. God bless you, and... We'll see you around, hopefully.